Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The United Methodist Church is reversing its 40-year ban on LGBTQ clergy and removing punishments for clergy who perform same-sex weddings. The church voted by a landslide yesterday to approve the changes at its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jason DeRose is religion correspondent for NPR's National Desk. And Jason, this is a historic shift for one of the largest Protestant denominations in the United States. What's been the reaction?
Well, for those who've been working to lift these bans, this is a major victory. People applauded as soon as the vote was taken. They sang hymns. I saw some video of folks dancing and singing and playing instruments outside the conference center in Charlotte right after the vote. For them, they wanted the church that many of them were raised in and have devoted their lives to recognize that they are, as they like to point out over and over, children of God. And they felt these bans really flew in the face of a church of the church's other statements that all are welcome. Now, on the other hand, a few people present were not happy with the move. In recent years, many of those most conservative Methodists have left the denomination. So there are only a few of them here at this general conference who oppose the changes. That's why the vote was such a landslide, 692 for repeal and just 51 to keep the ban. And some of them had stayed, saying they wanted to see through this whole debate, but I'm hearing from many of them now that they plan to leave as well.
To that point, the church just voted to tighten these bans in 2019. At that time, it was a very heated meeting in contrast to the mood you just described yesterday. How did this flip happen so fast?
That's right. In 2019, there was a lot of vitriol, a lot of tears. And I think there was some fear that could happen again at this meeting. But as I mentioned, over the last 5 years, the most conservative congregations and clergy left the United Methodist Church. So with them gone, the tone really shifted. And I think it's important to understand why those people left. They'd been unhappy with the overall progressive direction of the church for a long, long time. So in 2019, they had the numbers to tighten the rules around LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. And even though those rules were tightened, a number of local jurisdictions and congregations around the country simply said they wouldn't enforce them. So while the rules were still there, people were not enforcing them, and that upset the most conservative folks, that non-enforcement. And over that, many of them left over the last 5 years.
Where'd they go?
Well, that's a good question. They went many places. Some left the United Methodist Church for another group called the Global Methodist Church, which has a much more traditionalist understanding of sexuality. Now, that's a worldwide church that shares a lot of theology and teaching with United Methodists, but they have more conservative social teachings. And then a number of those congregations left and are simply independent churches now. As for how this is reshaping the church, well, the United Methodist denomination is now significantly smaller. About a quarter of the U.S. congregations left, and there's a much higher percentage in some parts of the country, though. For instance, in Texas, some parts of Texas saw 40% of congregations leave. Now, even with all of those departures, the United Methodist Church was so large, it's still one of the largest Protestant churches in the U.S.
That's a great point, and it also makes me think that it's not just the United Methodist Church that is grappling with this very important issue. There are other churches doing the same thing. The Catholic Church, for instance, still bans same-sex marriage, but Pope Francis recently said last year that being homosexual isn't a crime, that you can bless same-sex couples. How does this vote fit in with the larger context of religious life in the United States?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. Let's think about what's going on with mainline Protestants in the United States over the last, say, 30, 40 years. I think back to the 1990s and the Episcopal Church, how it began to allow gay clergy. And then in the late aughts, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America made similar changes, followed by the Presbyterian Church USA. There never really was a ban in some other churches like the United Church of Christ. So I would say over that time, some of the largest mainline Protestant churches in the U.S. have moved toward greater and greater inclusion of LGBTQ people. Now, as for Catholics, as you mentioned, yes, Pope Francis has been more welcoming of LGBTQ people. He allowed for the blessing of people in same-sex relationships, although not a blessing of the relationship itself. Mm. But look at some polling around Catholics from Pew Research says that nearly 6 in 10 Catholics think that same-sex marriage should be allowed, not just in the civil society, but within their church. So there is this big shift happening within the world of religion on these issues. And at the same time, there are still very conservative people on issues around same-sex marriage and gay clergy who are still, you know, entrenched and talk about it and fight about it and, you know, sometimes leave the church and form their own slightly different denominations around these issues.
Jason DeRose is NPR's religion correspondent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.